Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
God bless you, and everyone is very welcome. We thank God for your lives, for the wonderful things that Almighty God is doing. We have a word from the living God that we title today, David, an honest man. David, an honest man. The book of Revelation says, Revelation chapter 3, and the verse is 11. It says, "Behold, I come quickly." Jesus Christ talking. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown." Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. So, you know, a crown, it is a reward that God is going to give to those that are faithful. Crown is the reward that God is going to give to those that are faithful. So, in other words, if we fail God, God's work is not going to suffer because you are not faithful. Almighty God would definitely make sure that the work continues. But you who decided not to be faithful to God and to do His work, you will definitely miss the privilege to do something for Almighty God. You will definitely miss the privilege to do something that Almighty God has called you to do for the kingdom of God. We said that the message is titled David, an honest man. An honest man. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and the verses 26 to 29, listen to what Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Corinth. He says, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." In other words, what the Lord God is saying is that He said, "You see, you are called by God, but the call of God is not about the wisdom that a man has. It is not about how mighty one is and how noble one is. But in verse 27, God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise." He had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And he had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things that are despised had God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no man should glory in his presence. Hallelujah. This scripture is packaged with a lot of revelation. You know, one must not despise what the Lord God is doing in his life. You know, people are called, so many that Almighty God has called and chosen. They bring forth their own understanding of things to serve Almighty God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24, he said, "Faithful is he who called you. He also will do it." So when there is a heart to do the work of God as Almighty God is leading you, please, this is not the time to bring forth your carnalities. God, You can't serve God until you are impacted with the spirit of Almighty God. Because God is a spirit. John 4:24. And they that serve him, they must serve him in spirit and in truth. But no one can come before God except the Lord himself draws you. Except God himself bring you to the picture to serve him. So, you see, we're gonna try to understand the reason why we are saying all these things. Give me a little time, everything will come together. The book of Proverbs 28, and the verse is 13. Almighty God is looking for honest people to serve him. He said, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Hallelujah. In other words, God is definitely looking for people that are honest. Honesty and the calling of God must go together. You are called at the vineyard of the Lord. You are not to bring forth your, carnalities. The mind, the carnal mind must not be there. You have to allow Almighty God to do what he wants to do. So we come in sincerity as we are. We come with our shortness and everything else. God, he knows you. He knows where you run short. So it is better to come to Almighty God in sincerity, in honesty, and just say that, Lord, you know what? Yes, I am not a noble man. I am not a wise man. I am not a mighty man. But God, you have chosen me. You who chose me, you know the reason of your choice. You will also bring me to the level to serve you. Oh Lord, help me to be sincere, to be honest, and to be faithful at thy vineyard unto your glory. This must be the prayer of the servant of the living God in sincerity. Sincerity in every aspect of the term. You come as you are to serve Almighty God. We are talking about David. 1 Samuel chapter 13 and the verse is 14. We are going to read this scripture here, simply saying that he said, the kingdom shall not, he said, thy kingdom shall not continue. God was talking to Saul, King Saul. Thy kingdom shall not continue. Almighty God, talking to Saul through his prophet Samuel, this is what prophet Samuel, told Saul. What is it that had happened to the extent that Almighty God is coming to tell a man that, you know what, I called you, but from now onwards, I depromote you, I resign you, and I fire you. This is the word that one received from Almighty God. What is it that happened to this man for God to make such a statement unto him? And the Lord said, you know what? Not only your kingdom will not continue, but I have sought for myself a man after my own heart. A man after my own heart. And the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people. So God had found a man after his own heart. And that man, God has commanded him to be captain after his own people. Talking about this man, David. Talking about David. He said, because the reason why I am doing what I'm doing to you, Saul, is because thou hast not kept that which the Lord God commanded thee. Thou hast not kept which the Lord God commanded thee. This is the message that Samuel had for King Saul. God called King Saul and commanded him with his commandment, a message. It's a calling from above over this man's life. But the whole story is that this man will not listen to Almighty God. He just wants the approval, man's approval. He wants to be famous. He wants to be that. He wants to be there. But All that he does not want is exactly what God is asking him to do. So now that I am in the picture, let me run my own show. Let it be done on my way. God said, no, I cannot call you for things to be done your way. If I call you, you have to be honest. You have to humble yourself. You have to be submissive and do what I ask you to do. Because it is not you that is doing it. If I call you, I am the one that is going to do it. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of the living God. And in due time, God shall definitely exalt thee. In due time. You see, we don't want to run the time of the Lord at all when we are called by Almighty God. Man wants to run his own time when even he is called by God. God said, I have found a man who will listen to me, a man who will do what I asked him to do, and that man is the type that I am looking for to make him the overseer, the captain of my people. The captain of my people. If you are not a humble man, you can lead people in the sight of God. If you are not a man, an honest man, you cannot lead people in the sight of Almighty God. If you are not an honest man, God cannot entrust you with his souls. Almighty God cannot do so. These things are so important because these are part of, you know, things that, I mean, it's the character. This is what the Lord is looking for in us. In us. So, once Samuel said, he said such a thing, then in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and the verse is 1, the word says, he said, the Lord said unto Samuel, Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Filled thy horn with oil and go. I will send thee to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Hallelujah. I am going to give a background of this whole story here. It's like we are taking a little here, a little there. Remember, all that we are saying that there is a king called Saul, called genuinely by Almighty God, not called. He wasn't made king by people. He was made king by God. The problem that we have with this man is that he will not listen to God's instruction. God said, go, kill all the Amalekites. Do not leave anything. Kill animals, kill everything. He will go, he will do his own thing. Not just once. And the Lord said, he said, enough is enough. I did not call you to lead me. I called you to lead you. Because I called you for my plan, not for your plan. If you want to run your own plan, then let me just find myself one that will listen to me for my plan to be accomplished. I have found a man in a house holded by Jesse. This Jesse is David's father. So he said, my prophet Samuel, take the oil. I am sending you, and I will show you the one that I have found, a man after my own heart. Go to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, and I will show you who to anoint. That is how Almighty God is now choosing David for himself. But very interestingly, when Samuel got into Jesse's house, the word says that in 1 Samuel 16, 6 to 7, he said, and it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Let me explain this. So when Samuel got into Jesse's house, Samuel said, God had sent me to come and choose one of your children for himself. That is why I am here. So gather your children together. Jesse had 8 kids. 8 children, but he brought 7 of them. And the little David, the last one, was in the field out there keeping the sheep. So as Samuel was looking to these 7 young men, he saw the oldest, Eliab. He was a man of stature. He looked at him and Samuel said, "Oh, indeed, God has a clear eyes. God is a God that knows what is good. This must be the one that God has chosen." This is where we are coming from. He said he has not called the wise men. His call is not according to the noble and not according to the might, but according to the purpose of the living God. According to the purpose of the living God. So, Almighty God, he said in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, he said, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Samuel, look not on Eliab's countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Hallelujah. This is so important. You see, the reason why you must not reject yourself when God has not rejected you. You must not reject yourself when people have rejected you. Because people can reject you. And matter of fact, it's not because you have been chosen by people that you are chosen by God. The clear proof is that Samuel chose Eliab. But God said, "Samuel, you are wrong. He is not the man. And matter of fact, I came here and I saw him. I know him. And I have refused him. I have refused him. I have refused him." And Samuel, one thing that you must know is that I am God Almighty. I am God Almighty. You know, sometimes we have to be very, very careful, because you are going to find yourself in a situation and you'll be acting in the situation according to the physical aspect of things. But God says, be very careful, because I am God that do not, think and act from outward appearance of things. From outward appearance of things. This is so important. Every indication of the situation might just point to you as stupid. Completely no wisdom. As one that they despise. As the least of it all. But you, this is what people are saying about you. That is not God's perception about you. So it is better to take God's report rather than a man's report. And this is where we are having so much problems in life. So much problems in life. The issues of life, they are coming just right here. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it are the issues of life. We try as much as possible to live our lives according to what our physical eyes can see. But that cannot be the way that God wants us to go. Because he said, "I am spirit." You want to have the right direction, you should contact me in the realm of the spirit. Put yourself on the spiritual realm. Try to get the right picture. And the right picture cannot be coming from the outward appearance. The outward appearance will deceive you. What your children are putting on, that people are telling you that there is no hope, it will deceive you. Continue. Dig yourself into the spiritual realm and start finding out what the report of God is about this son that is going astray. The one that you might be thinking that he's so clean and everything is so good. One day we will talk more, in details about the story of the prodigal son. Do you know that the young one came to the father and told the father, give me my inheritance. Let me hit the road and live my life. The father said, you know what? I don't want any problem here. Take, go. The man left. He was out there suffering. The father never went to seek for him. But the oldest stayed in the house. It seems like everything is in the favor of the oldest, because we see him from the physical aspect as the one who is obedient and everything else. But when the young man, after he has messed up his life, come to find out, he said, no way, let me go back. And I'm going to ask even my father to take me as one of his servants. Something that the father did not do. He said, you are still my son, even though you have messed up your life. But you know what happened? The brother that stayed at home, when the brother, he was in the field out there, when he heard that his junior brother who had messed up his life came back and the father is throwing a party for him, he was angry and he will not come home for anything. As a result, he was staying outside the house, so angry. The one that messed up his life ended up being in the house, and the one that did not do anything that apparently from the physical aspect, appearance of things, you would say that this one, he has no problem, he ended up being outside. The counsel that we must take out of this is that, please, one must be careful of what the outward appearance can bring to you, and do not make your decisions according to what is really going on in the physical realm. But be spiritual. Be spiritual, because one picture that you are seeing, it's not the reality of it. Your God is telling you. So if you can only see the physical aspect of things, your reaction might be wrong. And this is the case that God is telling Samuel. He said, Samuel, this young man that you have chosen, I have rejected him. I have refused him. He is not the one that I am looking for. And so interesting. David is not here. David is not among them. So what does it mean? It means that the father himself had even put that David, despised David. So the other side of the story is that, oh, people might just see you as, oh, no, this one, we know him. Oh, no, when they meet, they are meeting, considering people that are supposed to be part of the meeting, you are not among them. You will not be called. Your name will not even come there, because you are completely rejected by people. Completely rejected by people. How can Jesse, a man who has 8 sons, a great prophet of God, has come to that house and said that, I have a message from Almighty God for your children. Gather all your children for me. And the man will forget one of his children. Most likely, you know, most of the time, the last one, we pompous so much, the last one. So how come that David being the last one is the one that is rejected? The instinct of parents is that the last one is always trying to be pushed. You know, we want the last one to have. And when you are last, you enjoy all the benefits of all day that came before you. But we are facing a situation. The man is keeping the sheep. And the whole family, and none of the brothers even remember that they have a little brother out there to remind the father, Daddy, David is not here. Nobody said such a thing. Could you possibly, you know, see this picture? Can you picture yourself in such a situation? I have good news for you. Maybe you are thinking that people have been rejected you, that you are nobody, that nothing good can come from Nazareth. I am telling you, God has chosen you. Almighty God has a mighty plan for you. For you. So if man has no plan for you, the word says that he said, if God be for you, who can be against you? If Almighty God has chosen you, let the whole world reject you and refuse you, it doesn't matter. You are still the chosen one. So important. Sometimes we make noise and we get worried for nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because of what people are saying and what people are doing, what we can see in the outward appearance, and we live our lives accordingly, you will crash. You will crash. Because you are going to make hasty decisions. You are going to make steps in life that you might regret down the road. And let me tell you, people, as far as people are concerned, people can promote you. People are making choices according to their own interest. The time comes that they do not see you as someone that there is any form of interest, benefit from you. The same way that they promoted you, they would definitely depromote you. If man made you a king, they have the ability to dethrone you. But if God puts you there, man cannot dethrone you. I pray for somebody here. Any form of contention over your life that is bringing you down and down, please put yourself together, because the report of Almighty God, it is not the report of man, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Almighty, one must have a clear understanding about life. We don't live for ourselves. We live for the plan of Almighty God. David made a statement, Psalm 27 and the verses 4. He said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." To behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire. One thing have I desire of the Lord. One thing. Do you know that most of the things that we desire is not of the Lord? We want to behold the beauty of the world. We want to behold the beauty of what we can get from people. You see, the fake acclamation, the fake honor. You know, people are honorable, but there is nothing in you that is honorable. Your life is messed up. Go look at this man, how he treat his wife at home. Go to this woman's house and go find out how the children are messed up. And meanwhile, people see you and, oh, Reverend, Dr. Charles, God had not said so. It is better to come down and be focused on the right direction. Desire of things that can remain, not the fake things of this world. People lifting you, it is all fake. But if they are lifting you because they do not have choice, God had already made you out there, then to God alone be the glory. Hallelujah. One thing have I desire of the Lord. I'll remain at his temple and behold his glory. So in that, one must seek to know God and to serve him. Luke chapter 4 and the verse is 8. He said, Jesus answered and said, he said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." What is it? This is during the temptation to Christ, when Satan came and tempted Jesus, saying that, he said, "Jesus, I know you are great. Jesus, you see, all these things, look at honor. People will honor you. They will worship you. All these things, the worldly things, everything will be for you. Take these things. Just bow before me and take them all." Jesus said, "It is written. It is written." So when one has not come to find out what God is saying about you, you are to exchange, you are easily to exchange a glorious destiny that God has written about you with the blink blink of the devil. Jesus was able to say, "It is written about me that it is Almighty God, and him alone shall I serve." Thou shalt worship God, and him alone shall thou serve. The order is very important. I have been saying this before. You cannot serve God if you don't worship God. The worship, in the worship, your heart is in there. I have found a man after my own heart, a man who will listen to my instruction and do it. Saul was rejected because he will not obey my instruction. David was chosen because humility, and despite all the, you know, afflictions and animosity and rejection and everything else that was coming from his own father and brethren, God still chose that man because the Lord could see something that is within him that people could not see. Something that is within him that people could not see. Maybe your wife is not seeing the quality that is hidden in you and despise you, talk to you anyhow, treat you anyhow. Please, I pray for you that you will not be caught by the craftiness of the devil to destroy your marriage. But continue seeking your God and praying for this woman. But at the due time, the appointed time, the Lord will bring forth the gold in you. The God, Almighty God. He said he sees what is in there. What is in there. And that is exactly what is happening. We despise this one. We despise that one because, finances and all that. So they look at you and say, oh, we know that he won't be able to provide anything anyway. So why call him to make any decision? Why call him to make any decision? We thank you, Lord. Worship him. So that you can serve him. So now, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 10 to 11, this is what we learn. Jesse, this is what we have just said. Jesse made the 7 of his sons pass before Samuel, right? And then Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord had not chosen any of these ones. And Samuel said unto Jesse, I hear all thy children, Jesse. Are all your children here? Then Jesse said, oh, I have forgotten. There remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. Saul said unto Jesse, send and fetch this one. For we will not sit down until he come hither. I have good news for you. When God has chosen you, that even they are trying to hide you. They are trying to oppress you. No matter how much they will try, the Lord will still fetch you out. Almighty God will still fetch you out. It's a matter of time and understanding. It looks like your family is not going nowhere. It looks like today you are facing so much difficulties and it seems like there is no way out. The heart that is after God must continue seeking for God, worshiping and serving your God. Your God will fight your battle in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what we are talking about here. It's not just the story about just David and then that's it. These are principles of life. How God functions. What is so important for people? This is not where God is coming from. But that is exactly what people are magnifying in our lives. That if you are not having these things, if you are not doing this, then you are not there at all. Neglected and ignorant and despised and just name it. But God had a plan for you. God had a plan for you. And he will bring forth that plan. So, I will not sit down until you bring forth this young man. I will not sit down until you bring forth this young man. So, then that is how David was brought forth. Now watch this. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 35, we read this about David. David himself talking to Saul. This is, please, don't lose track. David is the one that has been chosen to replace Saul. Yeah? Okay. Now, David said unto Saul, because this is the time that when God had already chosen David Nobody knew what was really going on. Samuel knew. But the Israelites were facing huge problem. They had a problem with Goliath. Goliath challenging the nation of Israel. And the army of Israel is diminished to nothing. But the anointed one of God, this little young one, David, was brought in. And David said that, he said, you know, this Goliath that has become a threat upon this nation, I can take him down. And no one will believe it. You know what it means? It means that you, who has been despised all these years, you that they said that you are nobody, there's nothing will come from you. Something is going to happen to these people that you will be the solution of that thing. And it is only you that God is going to use to bring forth that solution and no one else. And that day, everybody's, you know, prejudgment, everyone's conception, negative conception and despisement upon your life will be removed, not because they want to remove it, but because they have no other choice. They have no other choice. This is the reason why I keep telling people, I said, don't live for people. Live for yourself unto God's glory. Make sure that every decision that you are making, it is okay with you, with your family. And then whatever that people will say, you say, oh, look at them. For the past 1 week, they have been on the pepper and the tomatoes and sardine. And so what? And so what? You are still alive. God keeps you going. A time is coming. Matter of fact, the rich people, that's what they eat. The rich people, that is what they eat. Do you know that more you have? You know, go and see. The poor ones, they want rich food. But everybody knows that rich food, that is what is going to take you early grave. Early grave. We want to see, you know, the type of soup that they will make. And if they don't see the oil on top of it, they say, oh, poor woman, you don't know how to cook. But go see the rich man. He knows he wants to enjoy his riches. He wants to live and live longer. He eats well. He eats well. He eats well. Amen. Hallelujah. This is all part of the Bible. Oh, to God alone be the glory. So now, David started explaining to Saul that he can take this Goliath down. You can take Goliath down. You, who is nobody in this family, are you the one that is going to provide solution for this family? And you stand out there and say, yes, I can do that. And matter of fact, I'm going to explain to you the reason why I can do this. Do you know that the time that all of you, my father, my mother, my brethren, when all of you were just stamping me to my grave, when you were despising me, when you were not considering me as somebody, do you know God was working on me? Almighty God was preparing me. The Lord was just getting everything together so that this moment will come and for me to be that solution that you are looking for. So he explained himself. He said, King Saul, me thy servant, I kept my father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. So he said, King, I just want to explain myself a little bit. Allow me to do so. I used to keep my father's sheep, and a lion came and a bear one day, and they took one of the sheep, one of the lamb. He said, King, listen to what I did. I went out after that lion and smote the lion and delivered it out of his mouth, the lamb that he took, or the sheep. And when the lion arose against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him and slew him. Hallelujah. He said, this situation looks like impossibility. But let me tell you the reason why this could be possible. And let me tell you the preparation that God has made in me. My father had sheep, and I was the one keeping them. A lion and a bear. A lion showed up, took one of the sheep. He said, I went after that lion and took the sheep out of his mouth. And when the lion saw, he had only one thing in mind, that I may also become food unto him. He came after me. I rose up also against him. I teared the lion apart and killed the lion. And killed the lion. So this Goliath, he will be like the lion that I killed. I will go there and I will kill that lion. You know, one must be thinking that, what is going on? Is David boasting of, no. The man, okay, let me back up. A lion, man, no matter how strong you are, you can't kill a lion. We remember one man in the Bible who used to kill lion, Samson. But the word of God says that it is God that was killing the lion. The Spirit of God will come upon this man, and this man will not be himself anymore. And he was able to tear the lions apart. So from that story, we could see that the strength that David got to kill that lion was definitely from Almighty God. This young man has been faithful to God, and the Spirit of God is working in him. The Spirit of God has been working in him. So David was saying that, you know what? There is something about me that you guys do not know. It's not by my might. It's not by my strength. But the Spirit of Almighty God. The Spirit of Almighty God. I am going to solve this situation, and all of you will be free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And that is exactly what he's going to do. My goodness. To God alone be the glory. So, from such a story, you can see the man that the Lord God calls. God is calling honest people. Because you can see David having a sheep, many of them, lion coming to take one of the sheep, and you putting your life in line. After all, he could have just said that, he said, oh, this is just the sheep. I thank God that my life is spared. Hey, remaining sheep, let's go home. He didn't do that. He looked at the situation, he said, you know what? I am going after that sheep. I will get the sheep, and the lion that have hold of the sheep, I will definitely kill that lion. Probably the enemy have showed up in your family. Probably Satan in his craftiness had showed up in your family and has taken something precious out of your hand. You are looking into the situation and you are still pondering, thinking, he said, am I going to, you know, jeopardize my life? Maybe you are broken today. But the type of people that God is looking for are the ones that will stand and look at the situation and say that I might not have strength to do so, but the grace of the living God is definitely sufficient for me in this situation. I will go after you. I will redeem my children. I will redeem my finances. I will redeem my dignity. I will redeem my honor. I will redeem my strength. I will redeem anything that the enemy has taken away from me. And I will go after the enemy himself, and I will stand and destroy him in the name of Jesus Christ. The willingness to engage is very important. We said it, that God calls you, Almighty God. You will not know until you take the step and the great faith in God. You will not know how much potential and how much strength and how much ability and how capable you are until you make the inner decision, a man after my own heart, a man that will make the decision bringing me into the picture because he knows that I am the one who is going to do it. If you are here and you are broken, please put yourself together. If you are here and you are despised by any form of situation, please put yourself together. But I have only one advice for you. Take your strength, draw your strength from the throne room of the living God, that Almighty God may give you what, you know, Hebrews 4:16, he said, therefore, let us boldly come before the throne of God that we may obtain what? Mercy. And find grace to help in time of need. What you need is that grace. Come before the throne of Almighty God. Whatever that had happened, God will forgive you. The Lord will renew your inner strength and he will implant in you his mighty grace and you will overcome that situation and everyone shall see that this is not your strength but it is unto glory of Almighty God. To God alone be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be